Mornings on WRHI.
It is 7:10 on this Monday edition of Palmetto Mornings, 47 degrees right here on WRHI FM 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports. I'm Lucas McFadden.
And I'm Ashley Lang.
As always, we want to bring in our listeners on AM 1340. Good morning to you. Those who are listening on the free WRHI app, you can download that app today and take us wherever you go. Watching us on Caporium Cable Channel 103 as well as Facebook Live, good morning to you there. We've got a studio full of talented folks. They're all musicians. They're with the Catawba River Winds organization, and they're going to tell us more about their upcoming winter concert, which is this Thursday, December the 1st. We've got Connie, Josh, and Ryan, and good morning to you both, all three of you. Sorry.
Morning.
All right, Connie, we'll start with you ladies first. Kind of frame up, if you can, for us Catawba River Winds.
Well, good morning. Catawba River Winds is a community band that was just recently organized here in York County. It's made up of musicians who are amateur, professional. We even have some selected high school students in the group. Basically, it's a community band for folks that maybe played when they were in high school and college and haven't played in a while, just getting back together and getting a band and ensemble together to perform. We had our inaugural concert back in May, and this is our second concert, and we're really looking forward to our performance on Thursday night.
So are you considered an orchestra, or is that different? Like, what's the difference between, like, you all and an orchestra?
Well, this is a wind band, okay, which means it's woodwind, brass, and percussion instruments. Orchestra generally has those same instruments in addition to string instruments. So we don't have that.
How many participants or musicians do you have?
This round, I believe we have 75.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
That's awesome.
And so, Ryan, if I'm not mistaken, these are musicians that were active in their younger days, but some are still young at heart, right?
That's correct.
And then they got married and jobs and kind of lost that part.
Maybe they lost that spark.
There you go.
A little bit.
They kind of tinkered with it, but this is a way for them to find an outlet that they...
Absolutely, yeah. And it's... We found that it's pretty easy to get back. You know, it's almost like riding a bike. Doesn't sound as good at first, but after a while, I think that to see when we're making music in a rehearsal or in a concert, to see these participants, their eyes just light up and they kind of remember what it was like to make music with other people, and then to have the opportunity to share that with others, you know, in a concert setting is really cool. So I think they're looking forward to Thursday.
How often do y'all get together to rehearse? What does that look like?
So we've rehearsed, we'll rehearse four times.
Okay.
Then present a concert. And that's pretty much it. So once a week leading up to a concert season.
And then probably lots of practice at home, correct?
The directors are hopeful that's happening.
See, kids, you always have homework no matter how old you are.
Adult homework.
Oh, well, you're talking about the participants. We've got Josh Bolden who's joining us. And Josh, your day job keeps you busy at Winthrop, so thank you so much
That.
So, but you got involved with these folks.
Yes.
And talk a little bit about how that came about.
Well, I've known Connie for a long time. My wife taught over in the Fort Mill School District with Connie for a number of years. So we've known each other and participated in music in several different ways, you know, over several years. But when she told me that she had a friend and they were looking to put something together like this, you know, I got excited, because I've had a number of opportunities to play. I was a music major at Winthrop, but went in a different direction, when I graduated, had found a different reason to serve kids, right? So that's where I went. But I've tried to play as much as I could since I graduated because it's so much fun. And then, of course, my kids get involved in music. My wife is a wonderful musician, and she has a beautiful voice. But when this opportunity came along, it really kind of perked me up. So all of us kind of jumped in head first and say, yes, we'll do something. You know, just tell us anything. We'll play whatever. So my wife is there. She plays oboe and English horn. She was also a music major at Winthrop. I'm playing tenor saxophone. Our son, who's at Catawba Ridge High School, is playing tenor saxophone with me. So we get to go and do that. And then our daughter comes along. She's 10. She's working on piano right now, and she's got a great voice. But she turns pages for me and helps me mark my music so that I remember when our key signatures change and Ryan doesn't have to get mad at me. So, you know, but it's become a family thing, and there's so many friends that I've known for years and years that have come back, you know, that I'm seeing for the first time in a long time, and it's just a lot of fun making music with your friends and your neighbors.
Gosh, Connie, to hear in their example, their whole family's involved, it's got to make you all excited to see what you created, about a year or so ago, to see how you've grown and now how entire families are getting involved and spending time together.
That's right. Speaking of families, my spouse, Randy, plays in the band. He was band director in Rock Hill. Ryan's wife has participated. She's a teacher in Rock Hill. And so we have a lot of families that do participate. We have a lot of former students who participate, and it's really neat to see them in the ensemble and they respond to you almost the same way they did when they were in school. but it is just fun to see them back and doing their thing and just making new friends and new acquaintances has also been a great thing as well. I do want to just say thank you to Nation Ford High School and Ray Linkus and Andrew Krieger, who are the band directors, for letting us use their space for our rehearsals. And that is gold for a group like us, to have a place to go and have chairs and stands and percussion equipment that, you know, there's a lot of moving parts that a lot of people don't know about, and very grateful to them and allowing us to be in their space for whenever we need it. So
if people want to get involved, if they want to become a participant or they just want to help, what are ways that the community can get involved?
So our website is www.catawbariverwinds.org. And on our website, on the top menu, there's a little button that they can click called Join Us. And there's an interest form that they can fill out a quick little survey and submit that to us. And anytime there's an opening in a section, we'll reach out.
Okay. So, Connie, we're speaking with the folks from the Catawba River Winds. They have their winter concert this Thursday, December the 1st, at Nation Ford High School. What's the time? What's the cost? And what can we expect?
It's a free concert. It begins at 7 o'clock. We have Senator Mike Fanning, who's going to be our MC. It's going to be a concert that I think will be fun for young and old. First part of our concert is going to be some symphonic band literature that is very challenging to our group, but fun to play. And the second half is going to be heralding in the Christmas season, the holiday season, with some Christmas and holiday music. We do have a guest performer on that part of the program, and I'll let Ryan speak on that.
So I think one of my favorite pieces of the concert is going to be O Holy Night, which is a wonderful arrangement by Julie Giroux of that traditional carol, but it's with wind band and soprano. And Dr. Kristen Wunderlich from Winthrop will be joining us as our guest soloist. So it's a really rousing addition. I think people like it.
Well, it's great that the entire community is involved, it sounds like, which is perfect. So, again, you can learn more about the Catawba River Winds by checking them out this Thursday, December the 1st, 7 p.m. at Nation Ford High School. It's part of their winter concert. If you're interested, that's one place to learn more. And, of course, you can check out CatawbaRiverWinds.org to get involved. Connie Grantham, Josh Bolden, Ryan Tinker, thank you so much. We appreciate it. We appreciate your talent for sure. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much.